Women's equality, then and now. Women in the United States have been working for equality in economic, political, personal, and domestic arenas for many years. The challenge continues today. Looking back, how much do you know about the struggle for women's equality? Try our quiz to see. Number 1. When did women in the United States get the right to vote? A. 1776, B. 1954, or C. 1920. Number 2. Which state first allowed women to vote in the national election? A. Wyoming, B. New York, C. Alaska. Number 3. What right does the 19th Amendment give women? A. Free speech, B. Voting, C. The ability to get divorced. Number 4. Who was the first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin? A. Harriet Tubman, B. Susan B. Anthony, C. Judge Judy. Number 5. Who was the first female judge on the Supreme Court? A. Sandra Day O'Connor, B. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, C. Gloria Steinem. Number 6. In 1963, President Kennedy signed an act to help women A. get access to education, B. have the ability to travel, C. get equal pay. Number 7. Who said men of quality are not threatened by women of equality? A. Martin Luther King, B. Thomas Jefferson, C. JFK. The women's rights movement today. Advocates continue to shed light on areas where there is discrimination or bias. In just the past few years, we've seen the growth of important movements like the Women's Marches on Washington and the Me Too movement. Both men and women have a stake in equality. We've made a lot of progress, but there are still important issues on the table. For more information, search under Women's Rights and visit InternationalWomen'sDay.com. Answers to the quiz are as follows. Number 1. When did women in the United States get the right to vote? The answer is C, 1920. Number 2. The first state that allowed women to vote in the national election was A, Wyoming. Number 3. The 19th Amendment gives women the right to B, vote. Number 4. The first woman to have her face on a circulating U.S. coin was A. Harriet Tubman. Number 5. Who was the first female judge on the Supreme Court? The answer is A. Sandra Day O'Connor. Number 6. In 1963, President Kennedy signed an act to help women C. get equal pay. And number 7. The person who said, quote, men of quality are not threatened by women of equality, end quote, was B. Thomas Jefferson. For more information and resources, please access your member website.